פרק כ"ח,
the famous debate between Yirmiyah and Hananiah ben Azur, the Navi Sheker.
פסוק א',
ויהי בשנה ההיא, בראשית ממלכת צדקיה, מלך יהודה, בשנה הרביעית, בחודש החמישי, אמר אלי חנניה בן עזור הנביא, אשר מגבעון, בבית אדוני לעיני הכהנים וכל העם לאמור. So, it takes place on the... בשנה ההיא, בראשית ממלכת צדקיה. Sounds like the beginning of the rule of Tzidkiyah. And then we're told, in the fourth year, in the fifth month. So, right away here, our commentaries see a contradiction. Is it Bereshit or the Shana HaRevi'it? The Radak tries to alleviate this contradiction by saying, no, it is the first year, and it's the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. Abarbanel says there's two incidents happening. Bashanahi Bereshit Mamlechet Tzidkiyahu Melech Yehuda refers to the incidents in the previous chapter with putting on the ol. And Bashanah Revi'it is when this chapter, when his debate with Hananiah and the yoke is broken, is that when that happens. Pasuk continues, Hananiah ben Azur Hanavi from Giv'on speaks to Yirmiyah le'enea kohanim from the Kam Kola'am. So, Hananiah ben Azur is called Hanavi. Most commentaries claim that obviously he's a Navi Sheker. Nevertheless, even a Navi Sheker can be called a Navi. However, the Midrash, the Sifrei, says that actually he was initially a Navi Emet. And after that, he began to make Nevuah Sheker. That's going to be an important point as we move forward and see how Yirmiyah deals with this Navi. Pasuk Bet. כה אמר אדוני סבאות אלוהי ישראל לאמור, שברתי את עול מלך בבל. So, this נבואה begins in the name of אדוני סבאות אלוהי ישראל. Right? It's a נבואה in the name of Hashem. It's not נביא עבודה זרה, in the name of Hashem. And he says, שברתי את עול מלך בבל. I have broken the yoke of the king of Babel. Obvious allusion to the yoke that Yirmiyah is wearing. Pasuk Gimel, he continues, Be'od shinatayim yamim ani meshiv el ha-makom hazeh. In two more years, and this is, takes a lot of audacity because he actually doesn't give a vague prophecy, he names the date, I will return to this place. Et kol klei bet Adonai asher lakach Nebuchad Netzar melech Babel me-makom hazeh. All of the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash that Nebuchad Netzar took from this place, v'yivim Babel, and he brought them to Babel. He's prophesizing the return. And he continues, "Ve'et Yechoniah ben Yoyakim melech Yehuda." And I will return Yechoniah, who is Yoyakim, the son of Yoyakim, the king of Yehuda. "Ve'et kol galut Yehuda habayim bavela." All of those who are exiled, the exiles of Yehuda that are in Bavel. "Ani meshiv el ha-makom hazeh." I will return to this place, the Umashim, ki eshbor et ol melech Bavel. I will break the yoke of melech Bavel. There's a few background points we need to understand. At this point, it seems that this is when the battle turned in favor of Mitzrayim at this point and the rebels against Babel. Babel had to regroup. We know, of course, it was only temporary. But at this point, Yirmiyah's prophecies of doom look like they might not come true. And this is, and Hananiah takes the initiative at this point to say, now we're waiting for everything to return. We see a few interesting points in Hananiah's Nebu'ah. First of all, he is prophesizing the return of Yoyachin as the true king. This explains the weakness of Tzidkiyah, as we'll see in the future chapters, as a king, because many people still view Yoyachin as the legitimate king, and not Tzidkiyah. And we'll see that the Sarim don't view him as a legitimate authority. And that's why he's kingdom is very weak, and he cannot do what he wishes. And the Sarim are much more powerful than him. Another point which the question is, where did Hananiah get the audacity to make this nevuah? So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Petet Amud Aleph, where it says that Hananiah stole Yirmiyah's prophecy. He stole the nevuah of Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah prophesies the destruction of Elam, and it says Hananiah made a kavah homer. If Elam, who was only an ally to Bavel in the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, if they're destroyed, kavah homer, Bavel will eventually be destroyed. And the Meiri points out to the Maharsha that really was actually correct, but the violation is that God didn't tell him directly. He had no right to say it, and it certainly is not the appropriate time to say it. The 2 years seems to be pure falsehood. The Gemara similarly points out that Hananiah speaks linguistically in the same language as Yirmiyah. Everything is borrowed. There are different types of Nevi'e Sheket. This Nevi'e Sheket is a Nevi who steals his nevuah in the form and imitates the form of the Nevi'e Emet. There are other types, as we'll see in later chapters, next chapter, but this is Hananiah. All this is important to understand the next few psukim on how Yirmiyah reacts. Vayomer Yirmiyah, pasuk hey, Vayomer Yirmiyah nevi el Hananiah nevi leinei hakohanim uleinei kol ha'am omdim beit Hashem. Yirmiyah answers in front of the Kohanim and in front of all the nations that stand in all the nation that's standing in the Beit HaMikdash. So this is happening, of course, as we know, in the Beit HaMikdash. Vayomer Yirmiyah nevi, again, the pasuk reiterates Vayomer Yirmiyah nevi because the previous pasuk is a lengthy pasuk. Amen. Ken yaseh Adonai yakem Adonai et divarecha asher nibet el ashiv kli bet Adonai v'chol agola mibavel el makom hazeh. So Yirmiyah has an astonishing reply. He says, amen. May Hashem do so. May Hashem fulfill your words that you prophesied. Return the vessels of the temple of Hashem and the entire exile of Bavel to this place. So basically, he does not rebuke Hananiah. He does not repudiate his words. He says, amen, I hope. Some look at this, his answer, as a sort of a cynical twist. He's making fun of him. Yes, amen, that should happen, meaning that's impossible. Many of Hazal criticize Yirmiyah at this point, and they say that Yirmiyahu made an error. The Gemara, Rashi and Masechet Sota, says that he should not have said that. In fact, they point out that it will be the grandson of Hananiah, Iriyah, who will actually one day punish Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah will fall into his hands, and they accuse Yirmiyah of Hanupa to actually not rebuke Hananiah at this point. But alternatively, we can say that if we remember the Midrash that Hananiah initially was a Nevi Emet, and some say since he was a Nevi Emet, Yirmiyah himself was caught off guard. But if we take that Midrash and we look at the other Midrash, the other Gemara actually, that says that Hananiah was speaking in Yirmiyah's language, and that Hananiah learned his nevuah as a kal vachomer from Yirmiyah's nevuah, it's very possible that Hananiah is initially in Nevi Emet, may have been an actual talmid of Yirmiyah. And therefore, Yirmiyah may be, instead of responding with harshness, Yirmiyah may be responding with an attempt to bring him back into the fold of Nevi'e HaEmet. And in fact, the next three psukim, Yirmiyah almost speaks as a teacher and as a mentor, not as someone who rebukes. And we'll see that now in Pidik from Pasuk Zayin to Pasuk Tet. Pasuk Zayin. Ach shemana adavar azera sherenu duchover beoznecha ubeznei kol ha'am. Listen to these words that I will speak in your ears and in the ears of all the nation. Hanivim asher ayu lefanai ulefanecha. The Nevi'im that came before you and I. Min ha'olam from early times, ancient times. They gave prophecy to many nations. And great kingdoms. For war, evil, and pestilence. Meaning, nevuat poranut, bad nevuat. Hanavi asher yinabe l'shalom, however, the prophet that prophesizes for peace, bevo devar hanavi, yivada hanavi asher shlacha Adonai be'emet. When the nevuah comes, it will know that this is a true Navi. And this is, of course, a bit of built on the words in Devarim, where when we want to know who is a true Navi, so the Pasuk says that whose words come true. So Yirmiyah is qualifying that as saying this is a Navi who is Minabe l'shalom. Then when his words come true, we know he's a true Navi. So in other words, he's warning him. He's saying, listen, Hananiah, you better be careful, because I want you to understand that what you're saying really has to come true, otherwise you are going to be proven to be a Nevi Sheker. Whereas the Nevi who prophesies Puranut, there is, even if his words don't come true, he will not be proven to be a Nevi Sheker. So it seems that Yirmiyah is attempting to teach Hananiah. Hananiah certainly doesn't get this message, doesn't get the lesson, and in Pasuk Yud, Vayikach Hananiah Navi et hamuta me'al savar Yirmiyah Navi vayishpirehu. Hananiah took the bar from the neck of Yirmiyah and broke it. This action is an audacious act. Yirmiyah wears the yoke to strengthen his prophecy, because when the Navi takes an action, demonstrative action to strengthen the prophecy, that makes the nevuah more palpable, more real to the people. By Hananiah physically breaking that yoke, that shows that he has rejected the words of Yirmiyah. By Yomer Hananiah lenei kol ha'am lemor, ko amar Adonai. Hananiah says in front of all the people, and again, lenei kol ha'am is considerably repeated because this is a show, and unfortunately this is a show that Hananiah seems to be taking center stage and seems to be outshining Yirmiyah, and that's why it says Le'enei kol ha'am. Ko amar Adonai, kach eshbor ol Nebuchadnezzar. Just like I broke this yoke, that's how I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel. Be'od shnatayim yamim, he repeats his prophecy in 2 years, me'al tzavar kol ha'goyim, all the nations. And Yirmiyah's response, Vayelech Yirmiyah Navi L'darko. Yirmiyah just does not respond. Instead of rebuking him further, he just goes on his way. So at this point, the nevuah of Hananiah, this nevuah sheked, it seems to be what the people are hearing and what the people are remembering. And so now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters in the scene, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu now speaks to Yirmiyah. Vayhi devar Adonai el Yirmiyah harei shevor Hananiah navi et hamotah me'al savar Yirmiyah navi lemor. So, word of Hashem comes to Yirmiyah after Hananiah, the Navi, the prophet, broke the yoke from the neck of Yirmiyah. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Haloch ve'amarte el Hananiah lemor. Go tell Hananiah saying, Ko amar Adonai, motot etz shavarta. You broke wooden bars, vasita tahtehem motot parzel. But you made instead metal bars. Meaning you have angered God. And by angering God, you're replacing it even with a harsher galut. Pasuk Yud Dal, Ki ko amar Adonai sevaot Elohei Yisrael. All barzel natati al savar kol ha'goyim ha'ele. Replace bars of metal on the necks of all of these nations. La'avod et Nebuchadnezzar melech Babel. To serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel. Va'avaduhu, they will serve him. V'gam et hayat ha'sadeh natati lo. I will even give him the beasts of the field. And as we said previously, the beasts of the field are can be a metaphor for many wild nations. We do not see that he actually ruled the beasts. Tetvav. Vayomer Yirmiyahu Nevi Hananiah Nevi Shema Hananiah Lo Shelachach Adonai. Now Yirmiyah reacts and he tells Hananiah, you were not sent by God. This would indicate that until this very point, which he never said, Lo Shelachach Adonai, until God reveals himself that Hananiah was not sent, Yirmiyah may not have been sure. And you promised this nation falsely, for falsehood. And now we have the words of Yirmiyah. Lachin ko amal Adonai. This is what God said. Hinana inani mishalichacha me'al pnei ha'adama. I am going to send you from the face of the earth. Hashana tamit. You will die this year. Ki sarad dibarta l'Adonai. Because you spoke falsely in the name of God. The Mefarshim debate whether this was Yirmiyah's own curse in which God acceded to his request, or it was actually part of the Nivu'ah, but just not recorded, that God tells Yirmiyah. And Hananiah dies in that year in the seventh month.